We're going to the north now, where the police ombudsman has published the results of an investigation into the 1978 Le Mans bombing. 12 people were killed and scores injured when an IRA bomb exploded at a hotel on the outskirts of Belfast. The ombudsman found there was no evidence to support the contention that an informer had been protected during the police investigation. Our northern correspondent Conor McCauley has been reading that report and he joins us from Belfast. Conor, the report has just been published, as I say. What are the key findings?
Yeah, it's a very lengthy report, Rachel. It's just been published in the relatively short period. So we haven't had a great deal of time to go into it in detail just yet. But as you say, this refers to probably one of the worst atrocities of the Troubles. February 1978, 46 years ago, at the Le Mans Hotel, which is just on the outskirts of Belfast, 12 people were murdered and 23 people were very seriously injured when the IRA left a blast incendiary at the hotel. Guests who were attending the annual dinner of the Irish Collie Club found themselves engulfed in a huge fireball. One person was convicted in relation to the attack, convicted of manslaughter. That person has since died. But the relatives of the dead and the injured really have felt over those 46 years that those who masterminded, prepared and carried out the attack were never brought to justice. There have been a number of investigations. Obviously, that criminal investigation I referred to, there's also been a review investigation undertaken by the police more recently. But the relatives, as I say, went a step further, went to the police ombudsman and raised a complaint with the police ombudsman about the investigation. And they really had two main issues. One was the efficiency of the original police investigation. Some questions have been asked about how well that had been handled. And then, probably more seriously, there was this allegation and the suggestion, which had been reported over the years, that members of the IRA, who were also police informers, may have been involved and may have been protected in some way. The findings, as you say, the key findings, I think, really, which address those two principal concerns that the family had. One is that the police ombudsman found that the original police officers showed honest endeavour, was the phrase used in the report, to bring those responsible for the atrocity to justice. They also said that there was no evidence that anyone had been protected in the course of the investigation. And I think also crucially too, for some of the families who we spoke to today, there appeared to be no prior intelligence or knowledge that could have prevented this terrible bombing.
Will you tell us about the families? Because as you say there, you were speaking to some of them. They were briefed by the ombudsman just before the report was officially published.
Yeah, they arrived here around about 10 o'clock this morning at the police ombudsman's office in the centre of Belfast. They went in for an advance briefing, I suppose, before the report itself was officially released some hours later. I think it's fair to say that for the most part they're generally happy with the report. They're obviously going to take some time now to go away and digest the very detailed content. One thing that they mentioned that seemed to give them some hope was they've discovered that DNA linked to the bombers is apparently still being held in the Northern Ireland Forensic Science Laboratory. And I suppose they hope that ultimately that may yet lead to some kind of justice through the criminal justice system for them. One of the people who spoke to us this morning when they came out from that briefing was Andrea Nelson. Now, her mother and father, Paul and Dorothy, were murdered in the bombing. Andrea was just 13 at the time. Her sister was 14. She told us how they had watched the pictures of the atrocity on the television news that night and still lived with that moment to this very day. And I think one of the things that she mentioned that she seemed to be content about was this issue of whether anything that could have prevented the bombing, that issue had been cleared up for them in the course of this police ombudsman's report.
Knowing that very comprehensive review of evidence available, I found no evidence of collusion, and crucially for us, that there was nothing there which was withheld, which if acted upon could have prevented the atrocity. So that's important.
And that was Andrea Nelson. She was speaking to our northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.